Watch, man steals jewelry during smash and grab in California, police say. By Amy Furr on July 28, 2022. A suspect has been accused of taking jewelry from a shop in Glendale, California, after using a hammer to break a display case. The incident happened at a business in the 200 block of North Brand Boulevard on July 8, when police said the individual stepped inside carrying a box of earrings, Fox 11 reported Wednesday. The man asked employees if they wanted to buy the items, then allegedly drew a hammer out of his backpack and broke the display case to pieces. The Glendale Police Department shared the video footage of the incident, showing the individual picking up multiple boxes from inside the case. A female had been in the store shortly before and is believed to have been scouting the store, the department's social media post reads. The department's followers expressed their opinions of the scene. One person writing, "Why do these kids think they can just walk into a store and smash and steal everything? This makes me so sad. Glendale is where I feel the safest. Now even here we have to watch our back," another person commented. The suspect apparently fled with several cases of jewelry, according to police, who are searching for those involved. Earlier this month, law enforcement in San Jose found $100,000 worth of stolen merchandise hidden in an underground bunker at a homeless camp. Carved out of the side of a creek, the space apparently held power tools, construction equipment, shotguns, and ammunition. According to Breitbart News, police discovered the bunker at the homeless encampment following an investigation into a nearby burglary at Sprague Electric. The bunker was well maintained and even included electricity, which police believed was illegally plugged into another source. The five individuals arrested were reportedly living inside the bunker and using it as a hideout. While crime and the homeless problem were among the main concerns worrying California voters, Democrats ignored the issues during their statewide convention, according to a report in March.